Online Podcast 219. Hello. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Online Podcast. Hey, this show is especially for the new people. I figured last week... I hate this computer noise thingy. I hear it zing, 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 and it bugs me. But anyway, I just want to say welcome to all of you who are new to the podcast. And I am just now got distracted by Peter. Well, not his fault, but I'm trying to add him to the chat, so I'm all tangled. No problem with your CD. It's just me. Okay, I just have, Peter, you're supposed to be in there. Anyway. Welcome to the program, and this is a online podcast. Like I said, I'm also doing a live feed as I'm recording this, and there are several things that I want to talk about, but the key thing is I want to welcome the new listeners, and I never know, and I wouldn't know if you don't tell me whether or not you are a new listener. So I would imagine, and hopefully with my fingers crossed, is that I would probably be getting new listeners every now and then, and because old listeners do go, and I totally understand that, and you don't have to feel guilty for doing that, because I always switch out my podcast as well. So I want you to listen to the message that I got from a new listener, and then I will head the show in that direction. Listen to this from Christopher.
Hello, John. This is Christopher. I'm just calling to say I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, tuning in from California, Pennsylvania. Rock on, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. So California, Pennsylvania is a first for me, because I got confused. It's like saying, I'm in Arizona, Colorado, you know, stuff like that. So it got me confused there for a moment. But Chris, long-time listener by his, he's been listening to several podcasts. He's been going back to the old shows and listening to it. But he really, at that time when he left me a message, which was maybe a week ago, so he's been really discovering my podcast for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks or so. And followed by his next comment is this.
Hello, John. It's Christopher calling you back to say hello, howdy, hon. How you doing?
I'm good, howdy, hon.
Maybe you can give us a little bit of a background of where you live. You know, are you single? Are you dating? You know, give us a little something for us new listeners, for all of us newbies. Maybe it's just me, but, you know, give me a little bit of background here, buddy.
No, I think you have a valid point.
Talk to you later, bye.
All right, thank you. Talk to you later, bye, too. I think he has a valid point, and I always just assume that people know about me, but if you're a first-time listener, even if you go back 10 episodes, you might not get the full details of who I am. So I'm going to just recap, and for those of you who have listened to this many times, you probably get bored and get tired about it. Now it's a good time to go take a sip of water or something. Talking about water, I'm going to have a sip of water too. But anyway, so if there's any other things that I would be willing to share with you, you can send me a message. For those of you live listeners, you can send me a message through Skype, and you can also leave me a voice message using my HomoTalk, MobileTalk thing on online podcasts, and leave me a message there. I'll be able to play it back for you from there as well. But however, right now I'm going to take a sip of water. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so let's see. I see Pinoy Boy and Oh My Pot Peter are both there in the chat room. Hello to all of you. So, okay, so I'm going to start introduce you as if you have just tuned into the program for the last few weeks and you kind of sort of found yourself in the middle of me. kind of like in between my thighs. anyway, so this is me. I am a Malaysian-born Chinese. This is what I define Malaysian-born Chinese. I'm ethnically Chinese, meaning my ancestors came from China and migrated to Malaysia, and then my parents were both born in Malaysia, so they were the first generation Malaysian-born Chinese, and then I'm the second generation. So I grew up there, and if you find a bit of a English twist every now and then in my English, now I have my own English, right? I call it Onglish. It's a mixture of English, it's a mixture of my English, which is the broken English, and my American influence from staying here for the last, what, how many years now? I've been here 11 years? Yeah, 11 years. I came here in 95. No, 12. So 11 or 12 years. So it's a mixture of all those. So so that's a reason why. So if you hear a bit of English twist here and there, that's because I grew up learning the Queen's English, and I don't speak it really well because most of my teachers do not use it very properly, but I do listen to BBC News, and I grew up with newscasters speaking like that. And, oh, suddenly we have 7 listeners. How awesome. Hello, all the listeners. If you want to join us in the live discussion, you can add me to your Skype list. My Skype name is John Ong, and then I will be able to add you to the online chat room. I call it Ong Life chat room. So anyway, so I'm also doing 10,000 things at one time, right? Too. Blah, blah, blah. So I came here for school several years ago. Like I said, about 11, 12 years ago, and came here for school and then ended up staying here. And I tried to leave my personal life outside of the podcast. The reason being because it involves another person, and therefore because the other person's not here, I just don't feel comfortable talking about that. But I can tell you this much, I am dating, and I've been dating. No, I'm not dating really. I am not dating. I do have a boyfriend. I do have a lover. I have a life partner for, let's see how many years. It will be coming up very soon. Next month, it will be our 9th year, we'll be completing our 9th year together. Meaning, we'll be celebrating our 9th anniversary. It will be 9th year together, and it's still lovely. It's still wonderful. He's awesome, and I love him. So that is a bit of a history for you, and I'm a bit of a flirt, if you can't tell yet. I'm a bit of a flirt, so I'll be flirting with you. If you're a rice queen out there, hello. And if you are interested in general and nothing sexual or romantic, it's okay too. I like you anyway. I'm just a very buttery. My friend called me a butter personality. It's like I melt everywhere I go, you know. I just ooze into your holes, your orifices. Do you like that? So, oh, and then, Oh, and I'm a lovely whore, according to Peter from On My Pod. So anyway, so that's a bit of about me. And if you'd like to find out more about myself, I suggest you writing in and ask me, or Christopher actually sent me a message. You can call my comment line at 206-888-JOHN and leave me a voice comment there, and then I'll get the email. I'll be able to respond that back to you. Now, go back to my agenda. I'll be taking calls in a moment, but in the meantime, I would like to just go through a few things that I have written down. Last week, I have signed up for Twitter, and I know it's like kind of embarrassing, you know. Twitter is like a website. It's twitter.com, and you can find me, you can follow me or whatever, stalk me pretty much at twitter.com/John Ong, and you can, all one word, and then you can stalk me there. It's just pretty much things that I just put on there, whatever, you know. It's a stupid website. It's stupid, but it's very addictive. You can find out about who at that time doing what, or over the last few minutes doing what. And so most of my entries were, you know, I'm working, or I'm eating, or I'm shitting. But you can follow, track me at twitter.com/John Ong. And if you are also a member, I guess you can follow me or whatever. I don't know how that thing goes. So that was already like a big low for me because I do have a MySpace page that was for Penang Hokkien, and I never do that. I never use it because the reason why I had that was because I found somebody in his MySpace that I want to check out. There's this guy who created a very funny song for our school, and I wanted to interview him on my show, but he got back to me one time through MySpace, and then that's it. So that's the reason why I got MySpace for my Penang Hokkien. I'm not even using it as a promotional tool or anything because I don't believe most Asians use that. I think a lot of Asians use Friendster. So there's this buzz about using Facebook. See, I screwed it up again. Facebook. And I knew kind of sort of stuff, something like that. I got it from Rebecca Nay. And Rebecca, the reason why I'm not responding to my face. See, I do it again. Your Facebook is because I don't have an account. I don't know if I want to do that because it's just too many pages for me to take care of anymore. And I don't really need that, right? Well, I said I didn't need Twitter as well, but I got it because it's kind of cute. It's almost like I am at your own time. So, like instant messaging your friends at your own time. And so now my battery's low. Fuck. Sorry. Oh, my battery's low. I hope it doesn't go out. If it does go out, the live audience would hear, but which means I have to go back and do editing, which sucks big donkey dick. Oi. I'm very kind of pissed because I didn't. Oh, shit. I hope it will last me. Crap. It's a rechargeable battery, so I may just die. Anyway, if it dies, I will hear it because I'm monitoring directly from there. So if it dies, I'll just have to re-record it and put a new battery in. Oh, I wonder if it records it. Do you guys know if it saves it if the battery goes out on my iRiver? I hope it does. If not, then I have to do the whole show all over again. Fudgesicle. what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. So I was asking a friend of mine online. I said, hey, what is this Facebook? Is it worth getting the Facebook? Is it worth signing up for Facebook? Yes, I call it Facebook. Because I just got everything confused, you know, MySpace and Facebook. I call it MyFace. I said, is it worth spending time to sign up for MyFace? And then he said, do you mean Facebook? I said, yes, but same thing to me, really. So I call it MyFace. So I thought it's kind of silly, so funny, and I thought I'd tell it to you. But if you have a Facebook, I don't have a Facebook yet. I do not have a MySpace for online. I do have Twitter, so if you want to check out my Twitter, you can go to twitter.com/JohnWong. Okay. And now, I want to talk about, of course, last week's biggest news was, I shouldn't say biggest news, well, it is, rightly so, is the Virginia shooting, the campus shooting, Virginia Tech. And I won't go into too much detail because a lot of people have been spending a lot of time talking about it and whether or not the video that he sent to NBC is worth airing and all that. I don't want to go into all that, but I want to go into, I tend to be not as good when it comes to a general bigger topic. I'm not as good as because I feel like I don't read enough and I don't have enough information to really make any smart or wise commentary about things. And therefore, I would rather talk about how things affect me personally. So I'm going into talking about that, right? And then Benoit Boy just made a comment on the website and it's kind of funny. So I'm take a look at it. And so now I'm going to talk about how that influenced me personally. Yes, this is very, 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 very sad news. And I cannot imagine how people have to go through deaths like that, that kind of violent deaths. I feel for the guy who did that, Cho. Is it Cho Seung-hee or something? I don't remember now. I believe it is. But another thing is I wanted to comment about was that Cho Seung-hui. I want to comment about the pronunciation of the name. It is for most Asian names, Korean names I'm not sure because I'm not Korean, but most of them are pronounced. Not that it matters. It's just for me as an Asian, A lot of people just say, even I, because I hear it so much as he, that I'm calling it he. It's hui. Xiong hui, chou xiong hui. And not that it matters, you know, for the really brutal act that he did. It's awful. It's really bad. But the one thing that really got me personally affected is not so much about the gun, but those people who just stop or grab on the opportunity to become a racist immediately. And being a Chinese myself, it is, and I heard this comment on, I don't know, one of the newscasts, is that as an Asian community, whenever there's achievement in one Asian, you feel that collective Asian, collective pride. And so you feel good about that. And when something completely of the opposite end happens, like this killing by Chou Xionghui, it also affect us, at least me. I feel a bit of a guilt for bearing the same look, you know, the Asian look. And I, frankly, a lot of people think that I'm Korean anyway. Koreans think that I'm Korean because I have, I don't know, small eyes or something. And so all of a sudden, I become a bit more sensitive with that. And it could be because of my own sensitivity that this thing happened. So I went to a restaurant, two days later? I think it happened on a Monday. I think I went on a Tuesday to a restaurant. And I step into this restaurant, and there you go, the sports bar, right? And you see the news up on there with the Xiong Hui's face on there. And there's this couple. I step into the door. She looked up at the TV screen, and she looked up at me, like, a bit panic, and she looked up at the TV, and she looked at me, as if I'm gonna whip out a gun and shoot her or something. Well, it could be my own sensitivity, so I don't blame her for that. But it's just weird, and I've heard a lot of people already making that kind of racist comment about that. It's just, you know, people just being opportunists and take advantage of that sad tragedy and do it that way. I'm not even going to go into the gun control thing. I grew up in a country where guns are only owned by law enforcers, and people do not own gun. But I'm also coming from a country where being gay could get imprisoned. Well, same thing here. But it's a lot worse, and the temperature back home is a lot worse compared to here in America. That's why I'm here. Not the main reason, but that's why I like to choose to stay here. But I just thought I want to give you a bit of a feedback of how that news affected me. So let's see. And so I'm not going to move on. I'm not going to dwell on it because a lot of people are probably already talking about it. So let's move on to something a bit of a lighter note. I have found this website, I think 2 weeks ago, I think on my birthday weekend, 2 or 3 weeks ago, I went to Branson for my vacation, and therefore I didn't do a show on that very Monday, the Monday after my birthday. And I'm just checking on to see if it's still recording. So I didn't do a show there that weekend, I got distracted. I didn't do a show that weekend, and therefore, I put a post on my website. If you don't visit my blog, you can also visit onlinepodcast.com. You know, when I use the same place to post my shows as well as my blog entry. And I found this new website called queercast.net from Singapore. Shit. Queercast.net from Singapore. And it is a very funny show. You should check that out if you like Asian podcasts, and they are directly from Singapore, which makes it even more special because they are there living in Asia, being gay and proud and out. And so you will check that out. There are two hosts, very cute. One is, I believe, Nicholas, and the other one is Ian. And they both have a wonderful chemistry. I don't think they know too much about tech stuff. That's why they have the other guy. Oh, shit, that name slipped me now. Jasper, I think. Jasper is the one who does all the website. Really is looking good, and they are doing so well. You know, they have sponsorships, and they were on an Australian radio gay station, actually, Joy 94.9 FM. And so it was wonderful. I really, really love it. But there are several things that I found that was so hilarious was their Christmas episode. Every episode is great, but this one just stood out because they were complaining about how the street gets crowded because people just, you know, come in and you know, take pictures of things. I think it was Nicholas who said that. He said, and Nicholas is, I think his father was Belgium. Is that how you say the citizen? Belgian waffles. His dad is Belgian. And is that what you say it? People help me out there. It's that the national, Belgian. Yeah. Belgium is the country. And he's a Belgian. Okay. Yeah. Belgian. Sorry. I'm so retarded. And so he's half Belgian and half, Chinese, I believe. So very hilarious. So yeah, one thing that he commented was that the subway. You have to go listen to it. I wish I've prepared enough that I can actually play the clip for you. He was saying Sawadi Crystal. He was talking about Sawadi. You know how Sawadi Kap is the Thai way of saying hello, hi, right? And he was gonna say the Swarovski crystal, and he said the Sawadi crystal, and then the other guy pointed it out, and he was like, oh, whatever, Sawadi's, you know. Sawadi, Swarovski, same thing, you know, I say tomato, you say tomato. And so it was very funny. So they've got this really good banter between the two, and the chemistry is wonderful. So I hope you would check that out. It is really wonderful. Now, my next, so what do you call that? Your secret things that you like, shameful, what is that called now? Shit, I cannot remember shit for nothing. Your shameful crap. I need to call somebody now. Your guilt. What is it called? Your guilty pleasure. Yeah, is like Twitter. You are a bit ashamed to tell people that you have Twitter, and because it's so stupid, right? But it's so addictive at the same time. And so, at the same time, you can have. At the same time that I signed up for Twitter, I also discovered Lady Raptastic. I've heard about Lady Raptastic from Eat This Hot Show. And I have to say, Eat This Hot Show has introduced me to several people that I'm not quite sure of, and I'm glad that it's back. So I listened to Lady Raptastic, and Lady Raptastic was on. A guilty pleasure. Okay, yeah. And so, I was listening to Lady Raptastic. It is hilarious. I just love it. And, you know, you could call it racist, you could call it, you know, setting the bad stereotype for black people. But I think, with all that aside, it is funny. So, the timing, the pacing and all that is just perfect. And the chemistry and the character was wonderful. But I want you to check it out. If you are easily offended by, I'm not, right? But I'm not black. So if you're black and you complain about that to me, I understand your situation. But I wouldn't mind if there is a show of, I'm not offended by Madge Weinstein's, what you call it, the Ching, she has that character, I forgot what it's called now, the Chinese name, there's this Penny Pin Chang. I think Penny Pin Chang is partially, probably, derived from me. I have a feeling it's partially me as well, actually, on the Penny Pin Chang character, so interesting. So check that out, Lady Raptastic. I find that to be hilarious, and I love it. So I'm going to now maybe take phone calls now, because there are several listeners in the chat room, and I think I may just call Peter and Pinoy Boy. How about that? Because they're always ready for me. So let's see if I can call Pinoy Boy first. Are they online? Are you guys online? Is Peter not online? Okay, I'm going to call you now. I'm going to call Peter first. And is Pinoy Boy not online, I wonder? Let's see if Pinoy Boy is online. Pinoy Boy, it seems like he's invisible mode. Oh, wait. Peter just refused my call. I'm invisible. Okay, so I'm going to call Pinoy Boy first. Peter said not yet. Ha ha. Okay, maybe I should be pausing this, but I'm not. You know why? Because I'm lazy. Am I still recording? Yes, I am. I don't want to edit, so I hope it will be okay. Peter from Omaha Pod. Where's Peter? No, I mean not Peter. Pinoy Boy. P-I. Okay, not P-E. BI. Oh my gosh, this is so interesting, isn't it? Where are you? What is your name, Benoit boy? Why don't I see you? You should, if you're if you're invisible, you should still be in the black hole. Okay, let me see your black hole. You should be on the bottom of the list, shouldn't you? Oh, here you are. You're not invisible now. Okay, I'm calling him. And Peter, whenever you're ready, tell me. I have to get my headphones. Okay.
Oh, I'm here.
Hey, hi, hi, P I mean, Pinoy boy.
Yeah, we don't look alike, but we do sound alike.
No, you don't.
Well, our names sound alike.
Right, it's like the P and the P and the P. Hey, welcome to online.
Thank you
You've
for
been
letting
on
me speak with your
online
chat.
several times, but I don't think you've ever been on online, have you?
I know, I'm kind of nervous that this is being recorded.
Oh, yes, you should be. Hello, welcome. And whenever that Peter gets his headset, we'll start talking to him. So, did you hear me talk about the whole Asian thing? Well, people looking at me weird at the restaurant because
Yeah, and I think you just might be a little sensitive. Either that or a lot of people are just a little bit more attuned because that happened. Maybe they're just trying to look for things like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I've heard racist comments, not personally, but I've heard there are racist comments being made because of that. But I rarely feel that people rarely give me that look that, oh, like, oh shit, look. And that night, she was, I'd hate to be mean, but she was ugly. But she was looking at me, looking at the screen and looking at me and like, oh shit, face. And then I just, well, it could be because I have big hair and white glasses, right?
Well, here's the thing, that she could have been concerned for you with other people in the restaurant
Yeah,
looking at you.
she
She
could
could have
be.
been just looking at you and hoping that nobody was staring at you,
Yeah, well, and
right?
she was the only one staring at me. So, but I
Well, maybe it was out of
usually.
concern. Maybe I just have to flip the situation and think that she was just concerned for your safety and for hoping that nobody's looking at you in the same way. And
Right.
maybe
Well,
you're
it
just.
could be. It could be. And I'm extra ultra sensitive because of that, because of that whole collective guilt type of experience that I was going through at that time. But I also feel like that's why I'm saying I'm not completely sure. But I also felt weird because they were looking at me that way, and I can really feel for them people who are, say, of the Middle Eastern descent people. How would people look at you? I mean, this is when we are talking about people who it's look at you just completely differently based on your looks. And
Right,
this is,
because of your ethnicity.
yeah, but this is the total, essence of racism. Just looking at how your look is. And then a part of the reason is because how the media and how the government paint that picture for us, right? And so, but people still should work on that, I guess. Everybody to some level, I guess, unless you really work on it. Like, I grew up in Malaysia, and there's racism there. And Chinese, even until today, they would say things like, because of the Malay, bloody, bloody, blah, and that's why they do that, because they're Malay. It's like, that's very wrong. And because of me being here, I get to look at other people being looked at that way. Suddenly I become the minority, and that becomes more poignant for me.
Well, you just don't want to have to feed into it. You don't want to have the feeling that they're looking at you in the wrong way. I think you should just take an approach that everybody's looking out for themselves, right? You shouldn't think that people are being racist towards you, and you should assume that they're not being racist towards you
Well,
as
yes,
well.
I rarely feel that. It's just that when that day it was
Just a
obvious
little
to
bit
me.
you're more sensitive,
Yeah, I'm more
yeah.
sensitive to that, and give people the benefit of the doubt. But frankly, I have not been treated any less. I have stares because there are people who look at me like, oh my gosh, his eyes are small, or whatever they think. Oh my god, he's fat.
See, people only look at me because I'm wearing like wacky ass Japanese sandals, or I'm wearing like a happy coat or something really right. far out. And it's, yeah, I try to cultivate a fun and happy kind of image.
Like a t-shirt that says, eat my ass. Or something.
Yeah.
Lick my ass. And so I typically don't do that. In fact, I've never felt at one time when I was in college, I remember, you know, it's mostly because of our gayness more than our Asianness. And JT is going to say Asianness a word. three Asian queens were in a Kentucky Fried Chicken. And we were just kind of like, you know, bitching around and being all queer and all that, right? We were having fun, enjoying each other's bitchiness. And then there's this a table of old ladies and just came out from church or something and just stared at us, you know, just like, oh, look, and like whole table of them just like turn and look at us like a bit scared and just like weird, look at us weird. Like, you know, we were some moldy oriental rug or something.
Oriental, nice.
magic carpet.
Yeah.
With turban. And so they were looking at us weird, and so
they're waiting for you to shout out for a bowl of rice.
Right, and my chopsticks out of my ass, right?
No, you take them out of your hair because you always have chopsticks in your hair, right?
So we were talking, and then my friends were like, they're staring at us. And so I turn over and I said, that's maybe because we're Asians and we're all gay. And I said it out really loudly, and they sort of like, oh crap, and then turn away. And they did not dare to look, pick up the head once. And so, you know, I get to tend to be bitchy that way. But, well, not all the time, just like when I get pissed off sometimes. So that was probably the last time I felt that. Another time was that I was in Banana Republic, and I was trying to test this leather jacket out. And I tend to, sometimes when I'm fat especially, I tend to dress down and look really ugly.
Oh, come on.
No, I kind of like to sometimes. Well, I was. Anyway, I'm not now. I'm fabulous. I'm going to burp.
Nice.
See?
Oh, no.
And then thank you and juicy, right? So anyway, I was in a Banana Republic and I was going to try this out. And maybe I look a little bit crappy. You know, I look like I'm a student that has no money. But it was actually from a minority, which makes it sort of worse. It was from a black guy, and he said, he's like, kind of like, are you sure you really want to test this out? Like, you know, telling me that, you know, if you're not serious about buying this, you probably shouldn't be asking. So I got pissed, and I just left.
Oh.
And I got pissed, and I was like, okay, fuck you. I didn't say that, but I got pissed and I just left. But anyway, so that was the last time I felt that. And that was a long time ago. And like I said, sometimes every once in a while I get stares from kids, you know, because I look different. I know that. And I have big hair and white specs. You know, what can
I expect? I'm surprised you don't have a defense mechanism like you have with your fat, that you have some kind of way to mitigate that you say that you're over the top Asian or you're over the top gay, so that that you have a chance to deprecate yourself before they have a chance to judge you.
Like, say that again. In a way, like, do I have a sort of Asianness mechanism, you mean?
Yeah, I thought you had, like, just like how you have with your fat.
Right. Well, the fat thing is, I think the Asianness only starts to brew when I become more of a minority. Because I come from Penang in Malaysia, even though Chinese are a minority in Malaysia, I come from an area where that's very highly populated by Asians, by Chinese. And so, you know, I always never feel like I'm a minority. And that only starts when I'm here, that I sometimes have to realize that I'm actually different. You know, people look at me because I'm different, not because I'm weird. And so that itself only started about 10, 11 years ago. But for me, being fat, it started a very long time ago.
Okay.
So,
well, maybe it's high time that you develop some kind of mechanism.
Or, you know, well, I guess the mechanism is to realize that there will be weird people like that out there. And most people are not. And I think just realizing that, I guess, you know, I was just hypersensitive at that time. And
yeah, because it's not healthy for you to just run away. And that kind of gives them power that you know, they were right about you.
But I was pissed. I was like, no, I'm not in the mood and trying this out anymore. You know, I'm not going to stay there just because I want to make a point, because I don't feel it's like you lose the interest of everything entirely, you know. It's like, crap.
But that gave them power, right? You need to empower yourself.
Well, my empowering myself is go and get ice cream. Oh, okay. Well, not really. Well, so is Peter ready to chat with us?
Yeah, he's ready.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Headset. Okay, let's call him. And I don't know if anybody else, I don't see anybody else interested in listening. I have 4 people listening right now, and I guess you probably quit out of it, right?
Oh, yeah, I paused it.
Yeah. And oh, hello. Now, been enough. Hello, Peter.
Wait, I'm getting at you twice. Hold on.
Good God.
Oh, no, maybe I'm not. All right, hello.
Hello, Peter.
How are you?
I am well. How are you? How's your headset?
It's good. Everything's good.
You sound wonderful. No, I'm kidding. I'm teasing.
It's that time of year. There's allergies in the air.
Right. Sorry, I'm bitchy.
I'm over here chomping at the bit because I have a story for each of the things you just talked about.
Oh, good. Feedback. Come on.
Well, we were at the
Shit, my mother. Anyway, my battery's really low.
You should pause. Fix that.
And which means I have to edit. How about
suck
this?
Suck it up and deal, John.
It is
yeah,
a big deal.
Suck it up and deal. No, suck it up and deal.
Okay, maybe I should pause and change battery.
Yes, okay, you should.
I'll wait. I can do that.
Oh, Christ. Okay, everybody go to church.
Stitch them together.
Okay, I'm going to stop now. What the hell? It's all your fault. No, not really. It's my fault. Okay, stay quiet so I can have an edit point that I don't have to do anything but just paste it in there.
Okay.
Okay, quiet, be peaceful, say a prayer. Okay, we're back. What were we talking about? So we were trying to give Calvin
a call. I was
going to
tell my stories.
Oh, yes, go ahead with your story.
All right, so we were in the doctor's office I guess it was Wednesday, because my boyfriend was not feeling well, and there was an old couple sitting in the chairs right next to us, and they were doing, you know, a report on the Virginia Tech shooting, and they were talking about the shooter, and the old man looked at the old lady and said, "That's why we should not let Asian people in this country."
Oh, my Lord.
And I was really mad, because I'm thinking, how many mass murder serial killers in this country have been anything but white?
Right. Well,
you know, I mean, really, that was just so. And then to judge an entire group of people simply based off the fact that of one person's actions is just so.
Yeah, that's disgusting. I'm going to add Calvin now. I think he's saying that his computer hang or something. So I'm going to add him now and see if it comes in. So, thanks for sharing that story. That was like, you know, one example that of the typical. Oh, hello. Hello, Calvin. Can we call you Calvin?
Can. But off the live show or not?
You are on the live show. Oh yes, if you want to turn on, yeah, you should turn off the live show, because otherwise you sound like you're a retard. Because you know you will lag on my son because of the lag. Hello, Calvin.
Yes.
Do you listen to online?
Hello.
Calvin is a
not really.
Yeah, he's a Penang Hokkien listener. I just kind of like, he was gonna talk to me, so I just grabbed him in. So you're from Klang?
Yes.
Klang is
Klang.
Where is Klang? In which state? Is it in Selangor?
Selangor.
Okay. So for those of you, Peter and Pinoy boy, Klang is a port city. Or is it a town? It's a port city in close to Kuala Lumpur,
Malaysia,
which is the federal capital.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how are you doing, Calvin?
Fine.
So
I'm fine here.
So so what do you want to tell us? Oh Christ! What is that noise?
Well, sorry.
What?
Sorry.
So
what is the topic for today?
There's no topic.
There's no topic.
Unlike Penang Hokkien. I just want to, you know, if you want to say anything, you can. If you don't have anything to say, you don't have to either.
Nothing to say.
So I want to ask you a question though. Do you feel like in Malaysia, and since you know online is more of a gay-oriented show. Do you feel like in Malaysia, the attitude of people in general, we don't want to talk about government, just people in general, do you feel like the attitude toward gay people are changing for the better or not?
Not really.
Not really. Like, meaning you, everybody is still kind of like when they see a gay guy and they or a lesbian or a transsexual, any queer community that's different, they would feel like weird.
Steve is a human one.
Right, I know, but I want to find out if other people, like people like you, is fine because, because you know, the reason why you stay is because you're comfortable with it, but other people may not, though. Do you still see a lot of people who are uncomfortable with the fact that somebody's gay? Or is it better?
Some.
But is it most, though? Do you feel like more people feeling that, like, don't care, it's like, ah, gay or not, so never mind one that. Or do you feel like a majority of people, especially young people, what do you feel about that? Is it getting better? Are they more accepting?
I don't know.
Hard to say. Do you mind if you go ask your friends and see, or ask them to listen to my show, ask them and see if what they feel? Because what I really want to know, my personal experience for the, you know, that 3 weeks that I was back home in Malaysia is that people are really getting very accepting. And you can kind of see that in my Penang Hokkien community. Not a lot of my Penang Hokkien listeners are gay. It started with that because, you know, I only tell my gay friends about it because it's bitchy and it's funny, right? But eventually it becomes just a Penang Hokkien show and it's no longer a gay show. I just happen to be a big old fag. But it's not a gay show anymore. So most of my listeners, I would say right now, probably collectively, maybe 1,500 to 2,000 active listeners, and they, every week, and they... Well, I should say every month, because people do take time to listen to the episode. So most of them are fine. I mean, every once in a while, so far I got two really nasty kind of gay bashing sort of comment on my website, but only two out of that many people.
Wow.
So really not bad. And I really take the opportunity to educate people who are making those kind of comments, because every single time they call you out of being gay, first thing is as if I'm not out. So the people use that as a threatening mechanism or something, you know, they use that as like, oh, you are so gay. Well, not in a good sense, you know, when I say that, it sounds like a good thing, you know, oh, you're so gay. That's a good thing. When it's like, oh, you're so gay. Well, I cannot say that. Every time it comes out of my mouth, it's a good thing.
Now, John, like yes. A couple episodes ago, you said that you just skim over positive feedback and you focus on negative feedback. Conversely, do you get a lot of feedback from the Penang Hokkien group that, hooray, you are gay and we're glad that you're doing this?
Yes, those are usually, you know, that is like a crossover. Those people who are, well, not really, you know, I don't really have a hooray that you're doing this, but they would say that they're very thankful that they found out about online podcasts through Penang Hokkien. Now they have somebody to talk to.
Oh, nice.
So it's very compliment. I really, really take that at heart. And even if there's one person out there that would get that sort of response from, I'm happy and I'm content. And I'm even happy to do editing for that.
I hate editing.
I hate editing. It's like taking so much time. But so Calvin.
Yes.
How did you find out about Penang Hokkien?
One of my friends intro me the website.
Oh, okay. So he sent you an email or something? Not so you didn't find out yourself.
No.
Through a friend.
It's Skype. My friend told.
What's his name? Is he on the? Is he a guest?
Is he cute?
No. No, he's the man.
Kind of homely.
So now it is. I have to say this to. I don't know whether it's true also for Filipino or not, but people are a bit shy, especially in the Chinese community. People are a bit shy in speaking. I think you probably found that out also in Kay's interview. He's, you know, a bit shy, even though he's very open in sharing his own story. But he's still a little shy. And so I think we can sort of see that in Calvin also. So when I go back to Asia, to Malaysia, I actually look like a big, gigantic clown. Because I am really big. I'm like a bozo, 200%. I'm just like, wow, this thing that's really large. Because if personality-wise and everything, I'm usually a little bit like I'm 120% larger than everybody else. So you know, that makes me feel special. But it's
also...
You
should be a talk show queen over there.
I should be. I should be. Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be fantastic.
I'm just waiting for people to call me.
You could be sponsored by Palmolive and do their... shampoo commercial.
I will be happy to do the shampoo commercial. I'll fling my hair for them.
Or papaya soap for lighter, whiter skin.
I'm not really white.
No way. You're kidding, right?
Right. Those are the things.
Skin lightening soap.
People seek for white. Yes. People want their face to be like a Caucasian ass.
And here, people want to be darker all the time, so the sun and skin cancer and stuff.
Right. Well, see, no, I've always been really bad under the sun as well. We should ask Calvin. Are you afraid? I mean, not afraid, but do you put like SPF, like sunblock and all that on your skin when you go out, Calvin?
No.
See, I'm the same too.
I didn't use any sunblock.
Do you want to get a darker complexion, or do you want to try to stay? Okay, maybe it's hard to say for you individually.
I already,
in
already is dark.
Oh, okay. You will make a lot of people moist. A lot of people like that, and I personally, I remember growing up wanting to be fair, and it's like a. It's like a sort of like this thing that you kind of grew up with, you know, if you're fair
skin. The culture teaches you that. Right. Right? Because the culture says that if you've got a desk job and you're indoors and you're in air conditioning, you're light. But if you're like a tradesman or if you're
laborer
working outside,
or
you're
something.
Dark.
Yeah. Exactly. So that was becoming the trend, but I'm not sure if it's still that way in Asia, though. Oh, it is?
Look at cell phone ads, look at clothing ads.
Those people
are very, very pale.
Oh. Well, I think you're right.
Whereas here, the darkness, everybody wants to achieve darkness because they want to look like
they've been on vacation.
Yeah, they have the money to go on vacation.
That is so true. Yeah. That's right. So, Calvin, is it true that in Malaysia as well, people still want to be fair?
No.
No, don't say, okay, I don't want to say you, because you might be shy. What about in general, like, especially women? Do they want to be, like, you know, bak-tsing, like that?
They want to become white.
Huh? Say that again?
Of course they want to be white.
White, like, as in, like Caucasian white, amor, or is it, or just white complexion, like skin, like...
Light skin. White.
See, yeah, that's the thing. Because people here in America, people want to be dark.
You put a lot of whitening lotion and...
Oh, see, okay, yeah, it's true.
I told you, whitening lotion and papaya soap.
Right?
I put Clorox on my face.
And here we actually have lotion that has tanning products.
Right, it is so the opposite, isn't it?
What is that called? Like, natural glow. Like, you're unnatural if you're pink like I am.
Natural burn.
I'm just pink.
I just love, like, back in one of the early episodes of UFN, which is now defunct, they talked about UFN. A Japanese product called Nipple Pink. It was a paint to make your nipples
Oh my
pink.
God! Pink?
Yeah.
From what?
Like a darker brown, it bleaches your nipple skin, so it turns out
you are gonna have to make me. I'm taking my shirt off to see what color my nipples are.
Mine are just really white. I don't need to look.
Okay,
I know.
Okay. This might be too much information for you all. Does anybody want to know? Maybe not.
I'll tell mine.
Okay, yours.
Mine are dark brown.
Mine is pink.
Yours are pink?
Mine are really pink.
Mine are pink.
Like, big
pink.
Well,
I can't... Oh, shit, this is, like, the weirdest thing. I'm, like, looking at my nipples. Mine are mostly pink.
I think we need a photo booth of that.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, no! You would
video
never...
Chat. Video iPad.
You would yeah. never
Where's
see...
that video iChat going?
You would never see... Well, I mean, shouldn't say never, but you were not going to see any naked picture of me anytime soon.
on your webcam.
On my webcam? Just to show you guys? No! No! I still...
But realize the nipple pink is a Japanese product as well as... Oh, they were talking about that in Thailand. Right? Because oh. they found that product in Thailand.
That is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. So they even want the nipples, to be fair.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I should be very proud. I should go out there naked, right, with my nipples sticking out.
I know, you're a hot commodity with your
pants. Exactly.
Now, mine is kind of dirty looking. It's sort of pink.
All you need are light contacts, and you need to bleach your hair.
I do have, like, I have gray contact lenses.
Yeah, there you go. You could be, like, a fashion idol in Asia.
A fat fashion idol! With pink nipples and lots of fat, but fair!
I think the name of the show has to be something about I've got pink nipples.
Oh my lord, no, I'm not going to pull attention to that.
You could be like a spokesman for Nokia or some kind of multinational.
Nokia, now you can dial the phone with the pink nipples. Deep, 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 deep!
I'm so happy on the beach with my pink nipples and my phone.
Oh lord, I can, let me redial. It's just in my shirt pocket, but I can redial with my pink nipple. Beep. That is silly. Well, you know what? This show is going to be too long, but we're having so much fun, so maybe I'll post a raw show sometime this week.
Okay.
Motherfucker, I have to edit now. I should have ended the show earlier. Crap. But anyway, thank you all for listening. And if you guys want to stay and hang out and talk a bit more, maybe we can do a show. Maybe you guys can record a show or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
What about, well, is it too late for you guys? And because I do have to work, but, you know, I can do another hour.
Yeah, it's 2 o'clock here.
Yeah.
I have to work tomorrow, though.
Here.
So maybe not. Okay. Well, whatever it is, you're just going to have to, like, whatever.
Well, we just need to pick a time this week that we can do our show. Why don't you wrap up your show first, and then
sure.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we'll do that. Okay.
Nobody wants to hear us planning this.
Right. So, well, thank you for listening, and you've been immersed in two parts Asian and one part Caucasian for online potion tonight. And thanks to those of you who are listening live right now, wherever you are. And if you have any comment, call, that's Pinoy Boys job, right? If you have any voice comment, you can call me at 206-888-JOHN. I almost say cunt because that's East Radio. 206-888-CUNT is the radio, but not mine. 206-888-JOHN. I've said that one time accidentally on my show. And also, you can go to my website. You can go to my website at onlinepodcast.com and leave me a My Chingo message or My Ching Chong or Moba Talk or Homo Talk, whatever you want to call it. And oh, by the way, PodCamp Midwest is coming up in July. I'll tell you more information about it. If you're in the Midwest area, if you want to come see my fat ass, you should come July 20th and the 21st. I'll be there in Kansas City right here. So thank you all for listening. And thanks to Kelvin. Thanks to Benoit Boy. And thanks to Peter for being
thank
on my
you,
show. Go
you.
To allmypod.net and Kelvin, whatever he does, if does he have a website. But anyway, bye. Don't forget to smile. Bye. I don't want to edit anymore. Bye.
Big nipples.
Bye.